Illegal miners are said to have invaded the Bosome Frehun Energisu Drabin district in the Ashanti region. The district chief executive Kwame Adakwa said the activities of these illegal miners are causing havoc to the environment and has led to the loss of lives. The accused chiefs of aiding these illegal miners, adding that Galamsey operations have proved futile. He spoke to Abraham Asari on Behind the News.
We are talking about 10,000 people, illegal miners. In the whole district, we have...
How did you get to know that the number is 10,000?
Because how we see how they are operating. Last time we went around in one pit, there was about 400 people there. And when we moved in with the security men, we found about 60 or 70 people at one place. The other place, they are plenty over there. And when you see them coming out from the bush, you see they are plenty in cars.
Do you also believe that there are powerful people, there may be, who are financing them?
No, I don't know powerful people. I haven't seen any powerful people. The reason why is they are in numbers, and we have about only 50 policemen in the whole district.
That means that DISEC is unable to deal with the situation. Have you called for help?
We can't cope with the situation now.
Meanwhile, the executive secretary of Wakam, an NGO protecting mining communities, Daniel Owusu-Kranting, accused politicians and other powerful people of involving themselves in the activities of Galamsey operators. This, he says, is a hindrance in finding a lasting solution to the problem.
There's a network of very powerful people behind the people doing the engaging in the land. The people you see on the field digging the gold are not the people who are the real beneficiaries.
So what kind of powerful people? Are they politicians? Are they chiefs? Who are they?
They can be chiefs, they can be politicians, they can be people in the security, opinion leaders, assembly members. It's like there's money and everybody is going for it. And it has become so profitable. And for me, the danger is also that you have people using machines, large-scale miners. And so the Galamsey is no more the shovel and pickaxe. People are using excavators. People have formed companies. The company has been able to have an armed security. And for some of us, that is where the danger is.
From where you are coming, why don't our laws bite? Why is it that these people are arrested, they are given very lenient punishing sentences, and they go back to business?
If we have some which is out of a company, it is a legal company, and the company is able to if you amass money, wealth, engage in corporate social responsibility, build schools, provide support for policies, and everybody kowtows to that illegal miner. It is enough incentive for everybody to do that. The problem is becoming bigger and bigger every day.
The Minister of Lands and Forestry, Mike Hammer, however, denied that there is a powerful net behind Galamsey operation. He said illegal mining activities are widespread and need a broader approach to curb it. He outlined measures being taken by the ministry to ensure that Galamsey becomes a thing of the past.
We are aware that illegal mining operations is causing this country a lot of damage, and then there's a need for us to tackle the problem frontally.
But this problem has been there for a very long time. Why it somehow seem helpless in confronting it head on?
It involves a lot of stakeholders. It's a multi-stakeholder consultation that has to be used to be able to resolve the problem. We are working closely with the National Security in this regard, the National Security Committee on Lands and Natural Resources. We will very soon embark on a very ambitious and aggressive program to stop these illegal operations, particularly those who are involved in illegal mining in our water bodies and in forest reserves. The difficulty has been with funding to be able to sustain the operations, but the president has personally intervened and ensured that the Minister of Finance released some money for the committee to be able to discharge its obligations.
Can you tell us what these obligations are?
To ensure that those involved in the mining operations are stopped and possibly the equipment that they use are that are brought before the law court.
What about this report that keeps coming that we even have foreigners, Chinese especially, who are involved in this kind of business?
That is what is really very unacceptable. I can't see how a Ghanaian will go to China and be engaged in a business license. And this way we think that it's a multi-stakeholder collaboration.
But do you also believe that there's a powerful network involved in this and that's why these operators go unpunished?
I don't know that. I'm not aware of that. I think that people are just greedy and people think that they can flout the rules and regulations with impunity.
Minister of Lands and Forestry, Mike Hammer, sharing thoughts with Abraham Asari.